Welcome to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. Today, we'll attempt to sort out the good information from the bad and set the record straight on your good health. Healthcare and wellness issues can be so confusing these days, with information constantly changing. Let us help you learn what you need to know. Now, here is your host, Dr. Neil Nathan.
Welcome to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan. And at this time, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Research Nutritionals and Beyond Balance, for making this program possible. Since I personally use these products in my practice on a daily basis, as our program unfolds, I'll be mentioning some of those products when appropriate. A reminder, we are live, so if you have questions for us during the program, please call 1-866-472-5792. And we'll be happy to take those calls. I'd like to remind you that you can download the Voice America mobile app, and you can find us on iTunes, Google Play Time, and Kindle, all for free. If you are into social media, please like us and share us. We have our own Facebook page, so please go to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today and like us and share us. And you can ask me questions on that site as well. If you would like to consult with me and talk about some of your personal health issues, that is absolutely available to you, and you can go to my website, neilnathanmd.com, and we can set that up for you. I'd like our listeners to know that this program is now going to officially continue for another year, but instead of a weekly program, we're going to be going down to a monthly program, and this will allow me to do a lot more writing and research than I've been able to in the last short period of time. Also wanted to thank you all. We have had last month over 25,000 downloads of our programs from over 70 different countries. So thank you all for listening and supporting us, and I hope that we are helping you with your healthcare needs. So without further ado, I'd like to reintroduce Dr. Ben Lynch, who has been a guest on our program before. Dr. Lynch received his cell and molecular biology degree from the University of Washington and his naturopathic degree from Bastyr University. His passion for identifying the cause of disease has directed him towards nutrigenomics, methylation dysfunction, and his current researches include writing and presentation worldwide on the topic of MTHFR, methylation defects. You can learn more about Dr. Lynch and his work at www.mthfr.net. He is also the president and CEO of the Seeking Health Institute, which you can reach at www.seekinghealth.com, a company that is oriented towards disease prevention and health promotion. He lives in Bothwell, Washington, with his wife and three boys. So, Ben, welcome back to our program.
Thanks, Neil. Great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. And today's topic, I know it's kind of a mouthful in terms of what it sounds like, is at the recent Seeking Health Educational Institute annual meeting, Ben gave a wonderful presentation on a concept called the cell danger response. And although that's a kind of a mouthful as a word, this cell danger response is a real breakthrough in terms of how we can understand chronic illness and how we can work with it. So I was thinking this would make a wonderful topic for us to talk about today.
Yeah, I agree. It's a game changer for sure.
Right. So as a brief intro to it, the concept is from Dr. Robert Naviaux, which is spelled N-A-V-I-A-U-X, who is an MD, PhD professor at the University of California in San Diego. And several years ago, working with a wide variety of chronic illnesses, he put together a unique understanding of this thing called the cell danger response. So maybe, Ben, you could kick it off by kind of giving an overview to that, and I'll chime in with you to flesh out the concept.
Yeah, no pressure. Robert Naviaux is paper is when I read his paper, Cell Danger Response, it was mind blowing to me. It was all the things that I was trying to assemble and put together in my own little head. And when I read his paper, it was like this huge aha moment. And to me, the cell danger response, let's back up and just define it simply. It's basically a response by the human body to a stimulus that is causing harm. And it could be our own mindset causing harm. It could be stress causing a change in events. It could be heavy metals. It could be the foods that you're eating. Maybe you're drinking, some alcohol and your body triggers certain things, processes to occur. It could be the environment outside is too hot. It could be too cold. It could be the heavy metals in the fish that you're eating. It could be the GMOs or pesticides and herbicides firing things. So in your body is looking for things always, nonstop, 24/7, until the day we're born, until the day, well, the day we're in utero, until the day we're done. And it's looking for ways to protect us. And when there is a change in energy formation, that is when the body says, okay, there's something going on with the energy and we need to figure it out and change our processes to identify what it is and either cope with it, kill it, or change it. And that's kind of, in a nutshell, what the cell danger response is to me. And I'll leave it at that for now.
Well, that's a very, very good overview. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say it maybe a little differently to just expand on it. That's exactly what it is. And it is the body's response. And in Dr. Navio's model, I'm going to make it, it's the cellular response to the threat of danger of any kind. And
right.
Then you nicely outlined what that is. So anything that the body thinks might be a threat immediately makes it go on guard and go, okay, let me monitor myself, and if anything happens, I'm going to shut this down so that if there's a threat to myself, me being a cell, I don't want that threat to get outside the cell, to get anywhere else in the body and move anywhere. And so Dr. Navio has discovered and outlined beautifully a beautiful dance, metabolic dance, if you will, in which the body is attempting to protect itself, and that's where this fancy word cell danger response comes from. It's looking at this dance and having us figure out where are we in this dance as physicians. How do we intervene? At what point do we intervene in order to help the cell do what it needs to do?
Yeah, great point. Yeah, great point. And I think it's when the cell danger response continues, and it keeps continuing because we're not the danger is still in existence, right? Then at some point, that one cell that was affected initially, or the small group of cells that was initiated that triggered this event, if we fail to make changes, say we continue to drink the alcohol, or we continue to be stressed out, or we continue to work late hours, then that one cell or a few cells that were affected, there's more and more and more cells will start to get affected, and their original roles and their jobs are now sidelined because they're so busy working on the cell danger response that their original jobs are not being done. That's when the symptomatology is going to start arising, and doctors start treating the symptoms of that patient instead of evaluating what the initial cell danger trigger was. And that's where we get in a lot of trouble. And, that I think is, we really need to inform as many health professionals and the general public as much as we can. So thanks to your show, Neil, about this, because Robert's work is a game changer for health professionals and the public.
It is, because it really gives us a template to follow out of how to both evaluate and look at and treat illness. And I'm going to use mm-hmm. that word globally. And now, often, we don't need to deal with it if it's a very short-lived illness. Due to the cell danger response, the body mobilizes the things it needs to mobilize. It gets the immune system going. It gets all of the players going in the right direction. The body takes care of it quickly, and we're off and running. So if you get a cold, body deals with it, done with the cold, health is restored, and back we go. That's not where we get into trouble. It's when the cell danger response signal continues and the body doesn't know how to turn it off. It's when the body keeps, if you will, forgive my sound effects, and then it doesn't turn off because the body still thinks that there is some danger. And again, some of the things that you mentioned are perfect examples. Infection of various kinds, for example, some of the smoldering infections that we work with, like chronic viral infections or Lyme disease, toxicities like mold or heavy metal or GMOs, if those aren't going away, then the response continues, and that's where we begin to see chronic illness.
Yeah, agreed. And the mindset, too, is such a big one. You know, if we get in a habit, you know, I'm reading the book called The Power of Habit right now, and it's the cue, it's the pattern. Cue, habit, and reward. I can't remember what it is, but something. Cue, signal, reward. I don't know. But basically, we find ourselves in these recurrent habits where we know we're doing the wrong thing, and we try to get out of it, and you actually do succeed in getting out of it, but your body still has the destruction from that bad habit that you've done. And it takes a lot to repair it, and it takes time. And if there are other cell danger issues going on, since maybe you identified one of them, but we all have multiple cell danger responses going in every day, our own mind, the food that we eat, the food that we're not eating, the drugs or the vitamins that we're taking or not taking, all these things are multiple cell danger responses that are occurring on a moment-by-moment basis. So we eliminate one or two, but there's three or four coming in all the time. So we have to respect our body and the little cells that are comprise us, because that's really what we are. The reality is we're a bunch of cells, and there's spirit involved as well. But, you know, the body houses that spirit, so we need to keep it healthy.
Yeah, well said. Maybe we'll talk more about this in our next segment, but I do find that when chronic illness sets in, one of the biggest stumbling blocks in reversing it is that many people who've been ill for a long period of time begin to manifest what I call an illness consciousness, where they think of themselves as not only ill, but disabled, and can't even envision their old life. They can't envision going back to being productive and having meaningful things in their lives. You know, so they get up in the morning and it's all about their illness. And that becomes a part of the problem in the same stuck way that their chemistry does.
Absolutely. There was a brilliant researcher, and I shamefully forgot her name. It'll come to me later. But she had cancer patients draw pictures. And she said, okay, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to draw a picture of the cancer. And you could draw a picture of whatever you want it to be. It can be a cell. It can be whatever you envision that cancer to be, whatever you want. Open thinking. And then I want you to draw the picture of you as well. And I want you to draw the interaction between you and the cancer, your body and the cancer. And what she found was very interesting. She found that the people who drew the cancer as this big, giant shark or a big, ominous figure, and themselves as a tiny, weak figure, like a minnow, and the shark eating the minnow, they died very quickly compared to those who felt that the cancer was a minnow and they were the shark. So she found that, and the p-value was very, very high. And I thought that was a brilliant, brilliant study.
Right.
So the mindset is incredibly important.
Right. I think you're referring to Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who gave that idea to Bernie Siegel, who wrote a whole book on it. And his book, Miracles Do Happen. But let me take a moment to talk about one of my sponsors who really enabled us to keep this program going. So I'm delighted to welcome back to the program Researched Nutritionals. Researched Nutritionals is well known for its specialty, immune, energy, and detox formulations that really help us to work with our patients to really achieve this health that we're talking about. They have a couple of new products that I might mention to you here. Since one of the key features, as we'll talk about in the cell danger response, is this outpouring of inflammatory cytokines that keeps this whole going, the new product called Cytoquel, C-Y-T-O-Q-U-E-L, which contains a group of very useful nutrients and supplements to help quiet down that inflammatory response. So I'm going to encourage you all to go to the website for Research Nutritionals at researchnutritionals.com, where you can call them toll-free at 800-755-3402 to learn more. Research Nutritionals, and with that, we'll go to a break.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com.
Do you feel that you aren't at your best when it comes to your personal health? Even if your doctor gives you a clean bill of health and says everything is in working order, perhaps you aren't feeling at the top of your game. Dr. Rebecca Risk overcame pain and fatigue despite all tests to the contrary. Learn how she put her health back on track and how you can too on Falling Through the Cracks, live every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan at earthlink.net. Now, back to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, and I am delighted to be joined by Dr. Ben Lynch from Seeking Health Educational Institute. We've been beginning the process of introducing our listeners to the really important concept of the cell danger response, a brainchild of Dr. Robert Navio. We've begun helping you all, I hope, understand what we're talking about, but at the risk of getting too deep, let me talk about how Dr. Navio begins to look at this process. One of the things that's enabled him to move in this profound direction is that he has developed a test using a mass spec machine in which he can measure over 600 different biochemical components in the blood in a single specimen. So that, unlike many of you are aware, that when you get a blood test, you might get what's called a comprehensive metabolic profile, which includes up to 24 materials that are measured. So Dr. Navio can measure over 600 all at one time. Using that test, he's been able to clarify and understand a number of things that haven't been looked at before. So again, a lot of you folks out there have had the experience when you've had chronic illness of having the same blood test run over and over again and having no clear understanding of why you feel so awful. You get the same CBC, the same metabolic profile run by multiple physicians, and it doesn't really clarify things. I think it's because that's not what we need to be looking for. Using Dr. Navio's tests, we have found there's a wide range of imbalances and that these imbalances are different based on the different illnesses. For example, we've just completed a study with Dr. Navio, which is being written up for publication as we speak. And I can't go over the details because I'm not allowed prior to publication acceptance. But what I can do is describe what we did, which is we took 20 men and 20 women who had chronic fatigue syndrome, and we age-matched them to 20 men and 20 women who were ostensibly normal and healthy. And we ran this mass spec elaborate biochemical profile on all those patients, and we compared the two groups. And again, I can't go over the details, but I can say that there is a clear, obvious distinguishment from chronic fatigue patients from patients who are normal. Now, Dr. Navio has already published this kind of work on patients who have traumatic brain injury, patients with post-traumatic stress disorder, and on autistic children, showing a very clear biochemical fingerprint that distinguishes the people who are chronically ill from people who are normal. For one thing, hopefully that will take away the psychological stigma that we've wrestled with for so long, where we've accused people who have chronic fatigue syndrome of being either malingerers, it's in their head, or they're just depressed or just anxious. They are biochemically ill, and I hope we can put to rest the psychological stigma that we've wrestled with for so long. But with this information, and we can talk more about it, we can really obtain a unique biochemical fingerprint for patients. Because, yes, there are a few specific biochemical overlapping that distinguish one illness from another. But in addition to that, each patient has individual separate chemical differences that will allow us to begin to treat each patient uniquely and differently. And to me, this is a major breakthrough in the history of medicine. This is going to be a game changer.
Now, it does sound amazing. And when you take the standard protocols and the standard testing that majority of health professionals know and understand, you're right. I mean, they're going to be missing the boat probably 90% of the time. And especially on these chronic cell danger response type patients, such as chronic fatigue syndrome, they're going to get missed. And what may appear to be normal on a CBC, or the range might be just slightly low, or their values might be slightly low or slightly high or borderline, you still don't know why they're slightly high or low. So getting a more metabolic panel like that sounds very, very useful. The trick is understanding what the heck it all means. So you got to be able to plug those 600 markers into something that you can make heads or tails out of.
Well, I think that is quite profound, actually, Ben, because one of the aspects for Dr. Navio, who I know well, and he's one of the most brilliant people I've ever had the privilege of hanging out with, is that he's going to have to teach us how to understand these tests because they are biochemically very sophisticated. It's not as simple as, well, any doctor can look at this and understand instantly what's wrong. Physicians are all going to have to go back to their books. And in that regard, let me comment that Ben has international seminars in which he's actually teaching physicians how to do this. Going back to the books and really understanding the chemistry, because that's going to be where the rubber hits the road here. I mean, just to be a little bit specific, some of the things that Dr. Navio has discovered that are unique in chronic illnesses that distinguish the general concept of a cell danger response are deficiencies in vitamin D, heavy metal toxicity, methylation imbalances, and we'll talk more about that in a minute because that's a very important global concept here. Lysine deficiency, lysine being an amino acid, and so on. So it's not just vague. It's a very specific orchestrated dance of biochemical imbalances that not only can we now identify what they are, then we have a beginning of how to go about treating it.
Yeah, and you know, that's what is the biggest, most, I wouldn't say the biggest, but what is one of the most common tests being run right now, which is causing problems globally, and that is the genetic testing, right? So you get a patient comes in and they've got some symptoms or issues going on, and you say, okay, well, let's get a genetic test going, and they order a genetic test, and then they get your genetic test back, and you identify which genes are causing a problem. But that's the problem. The genetic test is only a gene, and you don't know if it's causing a problem or not because it's the cell danger response, which is telling the genes what to do. So in the absence or presence of a gene problem, the reality is the cell danger response is governing the majority of that genetic control anyway, and most of the doctors are treating what they think is the gene, and they're hoping that's what they're doing. But the reality is they need to stop and go back and look at the epigenetic control, the cell danger response, and that is what governs the gene function. And there's a big movement going on where people get all this genetic testing and they get MTHFR tests back or what have you. But, you know, and they may say, you know, God, look, my MTHFR is not, there's no mutations or polymorphisms in it at all. But the reality is it's dysfunctional anyway, because of the gene cell danger response. So I think his test is going to be a game changer, and I agree that biochemistry is where we need to hit, and the epigenetics overall.
So I was hoping with this program that we could introduce to our listeners this, it's not available yet. It isn't that you can call up Dr. Navio's lab and get this done. It's the tool isn't a theory at this point. It is definitely being done, but it's being done purely in a research model at this moment, and needs to be until Dr. Navio can teach a wide variety of people to understand the kind of number he's getting back. Then I think you'll see a proliferation of mass spec tests, and you'll see people like LabCorp and Quest and your little hospital labs will all have their mass spec machines and will be cracking out these numbers a lot, but we're looking a number of years down the road before that becomes a reality.
Yeah, but there's going to be a lot of cool things that are coming out in a few years, and this definitely sounds like one of them. Definitely needed.
Yeah, so the test is a beautiful one in terms of beginning to really point us to individually look at what people need. We have had the luxury of having Dr. Navio test some of our absolutely sickest patients to see what are we missing, what do we not understand, why do these people react so profoundly to everything we try to give them, why are they not responding. And we have been able to, using his test, really uncover some unexpected major biochemical imbalances. We were going, oh, I wouldn't have thought of that in a million years. Now I can give this nutrient and this supplement. And with a couple of our early cases where we've done that with Dr. Navio, we are beginning to see some immediate and early improvement. So again, I think this one's going to be a game changer for us.
Yeah.
We'll come back to expand on this in just a minute, but I did want to mention yet another of our wonderful sponsors, and that is Beyond Balance. Beyond Balance, located here in Northern California, developed by Dr. Susan McCamish, is a wide array of really excellent nutritional supplements for a wide array of conditions. It was begun when Susan was trying to teach a treat her son who had Lyme disease, but it's expanded from Lyme disease to a wide variety of treating toxins, heavy metal toxicity, environmental toxicities. There's a wide variety of supplements available. I might mention one of my favorites, which I have in the past, ToxEase, which is available both in a pediatric form called GL and another form, which is simply ToxEase, in which this combination of nutrients really helps the liver and the GI tract to detoxify, and I do use this one literally all the time in most of my patients. So Beyond Balance, which is, you can contact them at www.beyondbalanceinc.com or call them for more information at 800-332-7713. And with that, we'll go to another break.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com. Step by step, you made it through the journey of pregnancy. Now your baby is in your arms and you're on the cusp of a new journey, breastfeeding. As a new parent, you receive a lot of advice, much of it conflicting, some of it outdated. Tune into Born to be Breastfed with host Marie Biancuso to bust through the myths about feeding your baby. Marie and her guests will help you figure out what you can expect and put you on the best and surest path on your breastfeeding journey. Listen every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan at earthlink.net. Now, back to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, and I am delighted to have with me today Dr. Ben Lynch of Seeking Health Institute. And we've been talking about the cell danger response. I had mentioned in our last segment that methylation was one of the key biochemical components to that response. And I'd like to talk about that in a little more detail, because methylation is a very big and important topic. And in that regard, let me have Ben comment on his website. Ben is acknowledged as an international expert on methylation. And Ben, do you want to give our listeners some of your website information? Because you've got a ton of information and videos and things people can look at to learn more.
Yeah, so the most current information currently is at seekinghealth.org. And at seekinghealth.org, we have a YouTube channel, and on the YouTube channel there's a bunch of videos and past recorded webinars. And on the front page, too, on the homepage, there's a video you can access that's a very good, I would say, it's a pretty heavy intro, but it's a decent intro on what methylation is, gene function, nutrigenomics, and the importance of epigenetic control. So at seeingout.org, there's a video that you can access. Just enter your email there, and you'll be taken to that video. And you get a good dose of of real biochemistry.
and Ben's work is wonderful, so I encourage you all to please do that. You will learn a great deal, and there's a lot of information on his site. With that, we have in the past thought about methylation as, forgive me for saying it this way, a thing which is out of balance, so that if someone is not methylating, and that involves several hundred really important biochemical reactions in the body, then what we've been doing is providing them with nutrients to improve that process. Now, what makes the cell danger response fascinating in this regard is that what it tells us is that the body intentionally shuts down its own methylation in order to prevent various viruses and infective agents from getting an upper hand in the body. For example, if a virus or a microbe needs to replicate itself, or it needs to grow or divide, it hijacks our chemistry in order to do that, meaning it tries to use our ability to methylate. So what the cell danger response tells us, by actual research, this really does happen, is the body intentionally shuts it down so that we deprive the virus or the infective agent of being able to do that. And in some ways, that's a game changer, because that means we need to think about methylation not in absolute terms of, okay, my patient's not methylating, let's get you methylating, and thinking of it in terms of, whoa, where are we in this illness process? If it's early, I'm going to actually be subverting what that body wants me to do. So is it a stuck place that needs to get fixed, or is it something that the body actually wants? It's going, no, leave me alone. I don't want to methylate right now.
Yeah, and you great points. And I want to quickly state, too, that how many people have you seen that have been taking methylated support nutrients or increasing their methylation via foods that are very, very pro-methylation? How many of them got worse? I mean, a lot. And the doctors are sitting there scratching their heads, and so are the general public, and they're like, what the hell? You know, this is a pretty important mechanism. I know I need methylation, but they get worse, and then they get scared about what's going on, and rightfully so, and then the doctors scratch their heads, and they keep trying different types of methylation support and nutrients, and they keep getting backfire. And to me, if you don't understand the cell danger response, you're going to get in trouble, because you need to understand of where that patient is. Just like you said, if there is an infectious component, which most people have that have chronic disease, I almost guarantee that there is some type of infectious component. It can be viral, it can be mold, it could be bacterial, parasitic, it could be a vector-borne disease, it could be whatever. So we need to be identifying these infectious diseases and understanding that the body is trying to reduce the methylation in order to put these infectious components out of the system. So we need to support the terrain of the patient, i.e. through healthy sleep and mindset and nutrition, and healthy gut and probiotics and so on, and healthy environment, and getting rid of the mold, getting rid of the sources of infection, and then reducing their stress so their immune system can actually calm down and fight the infection instead of fighting the self. And then after we get rid of the infection, then we can probably start slowly working back with methylation support.
Yeah. Well said on every level. One of the biggest areas in which I see that being a problem is that I treat quite a lot of people with mold toxicity, and many of my patients are pretty knowledgeable and educated, and they've been reading up on these things, and they've discovered that, well, I need to be able to methylate in order to be able to detoxify. And that is partly true and partly not true. I think some people put the concept or process of detoxification entirely in the methylation or glutathione world. But
right.
there are many, many ways that the body detoxifies. So that's not completely true. And by not understanding it, many of my patients go, well, I can't even begin to treat until I methylate. My clinical observation has been many of my mold toxic patients cannot take even the teensiest dose of the normal nutrients and supplements that we use to methylate. Any make them really ill and really sick. And I've discovered that I actually have to get the toxin out before I get them to methylate. And I think there's a good deal of confusion on the part of both patients and even healthcare providers about understanding that.
Yeah, it's, you know, when you learn something new, that's going to be what you use, it seems like. It's the freshest in your head. You're the most excited. You know, you buy a new car, what car are you going to drive, the new one or the old one? So, you know, the methylation is the new kid on the block, and so a lot of doctors get excited about it, a lot of people get excited about it, and that's why they start applying. Some of them do very, very well with it. It's a big game changer for them. They tell their friends, they tell their loved ones, they tell their doctors that, man, I started methylated support nutrients. My life is way better. And then they tell someone, and then they start trying, and they get way worse. And your point about, so everyone is unique, that's first. And second, your point about detoxification, a lot of people thinking that glutathione is the one and only compound and metabolic pathway of the methylation being one of the main contributors to glutathione synthesis, and it is, and that being the one and only detoxification route. I've got a toxicology textbook about 10 feet from me right now, and the sucker is about 3.5 inches thick. And when I was reading about all the detoxification processes that are in the body, and it told me that methylation was the minor route of detoxification, I got pissed. And I read that, and I was like, what are you thinking? And I kind of calmed myself down, and I was like, you know, these are experts. There's hundreds of authors in this textbook. Get off your high horse, Ben. And so I kept reading, and it started talking about the glucuronidation pathway, the sulfation pathway, the cytochrome P450s, you know, and I was like, wow, you know, duh. So it's absolutely spot on that there's other metabolic pathways. There's redundancies. The body is inherently brilliant in having a bunch of redundant systems that can handle the excess that we put on it and the environment puts on it. So, no, methylation is a critical process, but there's a lot of other detoxification processes as well that we need to be supporting. And the liver is where a lot of the magic happens, so we got to keep that happy.
It is. I hope a brief and maybe amusing anecdote in that regard. A number of years ago, I had a patient who had a whole lot of real complicated problems, and she did have mold toxicity, and she did have heavy metal toxicity, and since I was very involved with methylation, I tried to give her some methylation supplements early on. She couldn't take them at all. And so we did treat her mold, and we did treat her heavy metal toxicity, and then she moved away. And she was a little bit better when she left our Northern California area. But I got an email from her about a year later and said, well, Dr. Nathan, thanks for all your help, but you did miss the boat. I got here in my community, and they realized that I couldn't methylate, and they gave me these materials, which were identical to the ones she couldn't take before, which I don't think she remembered, and said, now I'm completely well. So I just want you to know, because I don't want you to miss treating methylation when you, you know, you're out there seeing these complicated folks. You know, and I my reaction was that of smiling, which is that, okay, we treated the heavy metal toxicity, we treated the mold, now she could treat the methylation. We hadn't gotten back to that, and God bless it, she's given credit to that for being her her health savior.
That's right. Having, it's just like the guy you you know, the guy, he's struggling to open the jar, right? He's just struggling. He just can't open it. And he passes to the next guy, can you open the jar for me? And he struggles. And then you keep passing the jar down, and this weakling, 7-year-old kid walks over there and says, give me that jar, and he just opens it. But meanwhile, you got 6 other people who've been working on that same lid.
Yep.
So, yeah. And it's funny.
Yep, I saw that once in an operating room where these burly male orthopedists tried to do a particular task of snapping or cracking a metal plate so that it could be put in a patient, and the big heavy males did not succeed, and then the slight woman said, "Oh, give it to me,"
right?
And she did it, and of course their response was, "Well, we loosened it."
Right.
Anyhow, with that, let's go to a break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com.
Can grief be good for you? Absolutely. It gets your attention, helping you evaluate your choices and relationships. Your losses define who you are. Tune in each week for Good Grief with host Cheryl Jones. Our show features those who have made incredible transformations by grieving their losses. You'll learn how to find your courage and strength. You'll discover the important things in your life and how to let go of things that are less important. Good Grief airs live Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Abre mi corazón.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan@earthlink.net. Now, back to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, and with me today is Dr. Ben Lynch, who is the head of Seeking Health Educational Institute. Ben, as we enter the holiday season, I think you had a message for our listeners about incorporating the cell danger response into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. So it's, you know, Christmas is a wonderful season, and so is Thanksgiving and New Year's, but there's a lot of cell danger response. I don't want to call them opportunities, but that's what they are. I'll be honest. You know, there's drinking. There's overabundance of food and dessert. There's stress from family. There's also great times with family. There's the person who's in line in front of you getting the last robot that was you're going to get for your kid. And then you got the unthankful little brats who get mad at what you obtained for them. And then you got the very thankful people who love what you did for them. And so just keep that in mind, and what you can do best for the holiday is to bring relaxation to yourself and to your family and your friends, and just be around and enjoy them. So, because stress, from what I've found and all the research that I've done, which led me to Bob's amazing paper of Cell Danger and the Neil Nathan's work, I want to say that stress seems to be a very prevalent cell danger response trigger. So if we can curb that, we can succeed in a lot of areas in our own health.
We can indeed. And so I'm going to use that information to segue to one more piece of Dr. Navio's cell danger response work, which is understanding the difference between and the importance of summer and winter metabolism. Summer and winter metabolism are two completely different biochemical pathways that human beings have used for millennia. And as simply put as I can, and feel free to add or correct, Ben, in summer metabolism, think of primitive human beings having access to more food, more game, some more wild fruits, gathered things that were more abundant or in season at that particular time. And so human beings have always had more to eat during the spring, summer, fall time. And then during winter, theoretically, we've changed our metabolism to re-deal with that information, rebuild it, recreate it, shift and change the body's structure when we don't have as much food going on, and then that prepares us for another cycle in summer. And so the difference now is that with the way that food is available to us all year long, we can eat strawberries, asparagus, mangoes, any fruit or anything you can think of, anytime you want, we no longer have this normal shift from summer to winter metabolism. We have what people call the endless summer metabolism. And a lot of people believe that the enormous gain in weight that the entire planet has experienced over the last several decades is partly due to this concept that we are not making the shift from summer metabolism to winter metabolism. And I think Christmas would be an example of the kind of buffet table that would be set that would not enable that transition to happen.
Yeah, and I would agree with that, absolutely. And I'd also like to add, too, is, you know, back in the day when we didn't have cars or fridges or roads or anything to travel on except our own 2 feet, you know, we had to exercise in order to get our food. We had to move. We had to sleep out in the elements, and we had to use a lot of caloric burn in order to fuel heat internally. And now we have heaters in our own homes, and we have clothes to protect us, and so we're not burning energy to regulate our temperatures. We're constantly maintaining it. And, you know, the summertime was also a time to utilize those nutrients to rebuild the body and provide the nourishment to restore and repair the cells that needed restoring from the harsh winter where we were not nourishing those cells. But now we're over-nourishing the cells, and we're getting conditions which we did not have back in the day, like heart disease or diabetes. So these are the diseases of summer. And I would say the majority of the common health conditions these days are the diseases of summer. And when the endless summer occurs, it's a problem.
Well, so that allows us to think about a few things we can do to make that shift when it's not happening. So one of the things that Navio thinks is important is that fasting, whether it's intermittent fasting or periodic fasting, can shift the body from a summer metabolism into a winter metabolism. It can kind of send the message of, no, I don't have this complete excess of calories and nutrients available now. Now we're shifting into winter. So, and Ben, you may have your favorite, but I'm very fond of the Michael Mosley 5-2 fast diet, where you eat your normal diet 5 days of the week, and then 2 days of the week, you have a modified fast. And we've seen profound changes in a lot of our patients when they follow that modified fasting process. Have you had experience with that?
I'm not familiar with that, but it absolutely makes sense and sounds like a good, simple way to think about it. I also sometimes tell people just to do an 18-hour fast where they'll have their last meal, say, around, you know, 6 o'clock at night, and then they won't have any food until 11 o'clock the next day. And you can extend the duration of fasting. I mean, what's the first meal you have in the morning? It's breakfast. It's break fast. You're breaking the fast. And so if you're able, and not all people are, to break their fast later than others, but some are able to do it, and intermittent fasting is fantastic. I also like looking at seasonal impact. You know, spring, I think, is a great time to do even more prolonged fasting. But again, you have to be more in tune with people and see if they can do that or not. But I think intermittent fasting is a phenomenal way to do it, for sure.
Well, and I agree. Again, I think these are underused modalities that will really help people to respond. I think many people are not aware that fasting has been used for a long time in the past to treat specifically things like autoimmune illnesses and to help boost up the immune system and to help it to work better. So, again, that's something that people can add to understanding this cell danger response.
Yeah, and I've fasted numerous times. I've had extended fasts for where I tapered off of the usual fare, and then I eliminate sugar, and then I eliminate heavy fats, and then I eliminate nuts and seeds, and then I eliminate cooked foods altogether, and then I eliminate fruits, and then I eliminate veggies, and then I just drink water, and then I start. I do that as long as I feel is healthy, you know, 3 days, and then I start introducing all those other foods back in step by step, just like I release them out. And I felt phenomenal. And unfortunately, well, actually, before I say the unfortunate part, I will say that when I did that, I felt the best I ever did. And I also will say that my desire to eat a lot of food went way down. Now, I'm 6'5", I'm over 200 pounds, I'm about 205, and I consider myself fairly fit. But when I told my, when my body said all I need to have for dinner is a salad, it was a real check-in. It's like, what the heck?
So forgive me for breaking in, but we are out of time right now. But,
okay.
So Ben, thank you so much for coming on and helping us to understand this really important concept. I super appreciate you being here. Our next live show will be on January 8th when Dr. Joe Brewer will come back, and we're going to talk more about what we're learning about mold toxicity. So, Ben, thanks again for being here and helping us to understand more about health. And to all of you, be well.
Thank you again for joining us for The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. Please join Dr. Neil Nathan again next Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time and 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. And this week, apply what you've learned today to enjoy better health.